Friday, 18th week in the ordinary time, 1. The first reading from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4, verses 32 to 40. For as now of the day that are past, which were before you, since the day that God created man upon the earth, and art from one end of heaven to the other, whether such a great thing as this had ever happened or were ever heard of. Did any people ever hear the voice of God speaking out of the midst of the fire, as you have heard, and still live? Or had any God ever attempted to go and take a nation for himself from the midst of other nations, by trial, by signs, by wonders, and by war, by a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, and by great terrors, according to all that the Lord your God did for you in Egypt before your eyes? To you it was shown that you might know that the Lord is God, there is no other beside him. Out of heaven, he let you hear his voice that he might discipline you, and on earth, he let you see his great fire, and you heard his word out of the midst of the fire. And because he loved your father and chose their descendants after them, and brought you out of Egypt with his own presence by his great power, driving out before you nations greater and mightier than yourself, to bring you in, to give you their land for an inheritance at this day. Know therefore this day, and lay it to your heart, that the Lord is God in heaven above and on the earth beneath, there is no other. Therefore you shall keep his statutes and his commandments, which I command you this day, that it may go well with you and with your children after you, and that you may prolong your days in the land which the Lord your God gives you forever. The Gospel from Matthew, chapter 16, verses 24 to 28. Then Jesus told his disciples, "If any man would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his life? Or what shall a man give in return for his life? For the Son of Man is to come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will repay every man for what he had done. Truly I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. Let you our memory to learn about God and his teaching. Memory is very important in remembering and learning. Human beings are unable to advance without memory because most of the present knowledge and modern events are built on basic knowledge and events of previous generation. A person becomes prudent and mature because he knows how to learn from experiences of people and his own experience. Today, reading reminds people to remember more often what God had done and taught them. In the first reading, Moses, in the book of Deuteronomy, reminded the Israelites to remember the whole event of the Exodus. God loved and chose them as his own people. He used his mighty power to liberate them from being slavery to the Egyptians and to lead them into the promised land so that they can live a happy and safe life under his protection. He wanted them to trust and to love him. In the gospel, Jesus reminded his disciples of the wise way of life according to God's law, so that they should not live according to human selfish way of life. He taught them not to find a possible way to protect their life, but to be ready to die for their own will and to live according to God's will. Second, the analysis. The first reading. You shall keep his statutes and his commandments. First, let remember what God had done for you. To understand the reason why they must always obey God, Moses wanted the Israelites to remember the whole event of the Exodus, or at least the four main events. First, the crossing of the Red Sea. Moses said to them, "Act now of the day that are past, which were before you, since the day that God created man upon the earth, and act from one end of heaven to the other, whether such a great thing as this had ever happened or were ever heard of. There is not a historical event of the world which reported the sea being divided in two, like the two ones, so that the Israelites could cross the Red Sea with their bare feet." Second, God's theophany and his giving of the Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai. Moses asked the Israelites, "Did any people ever hear the voice of a God speaking out of the midst of the fire, as you have heard, and still live?" The Jewish tradition believed that there is no one who saw and heard God without being dead, except the cases of Moses and the Israelites during their exodus and wandering in the deserts. Third, the ten terrible plagues God poured out on the Egyptians. Moses asked them, "Or had any God ever attempted to go and take a nation for himself from the midst of another nation, by trial, by sight, by wonder, by war, and by a mighty hand and an outstretched hand, and by great terrors, according to all that the Lord your God did for you in Egypt before your eyes. Fourth, giving them the promised land. And because he loved your fathers and chose their descendants after them, and brought you out of Egypt with his own presence, by his great power, driving out before you nations greater and mightier than yourself, to bring you in, to give you their land for an inheritance at this day. Second point. The Israelites must return God's love for them. When the Israelites remember the Exodus event, they must recognize God's love for them, such as choosing them as his own people, using his mighty power to set them free from the Egyptians, let them hear of his voice, giving them the Ten Commandments, and protecting them from countless dangers on their journey. After they recognized God's love, Moses wanted the Israelites to do two following things: to thank God and to accumulate benefits for them. First, they should not worship anyone except God. Moses commanded them, therefore, this day, and lay it to your heart that the Lord is God in heaven above and on the earth beneath. There is no other. Second, they must keep all what God teaches them. Therefore, you shall keep his statutes and his commandments, which I command you this day, that it may go well with you and with your children after you, and that you may prolong your days in the land which the Lord your God gives you forever. Second, the gospel. He will repay every man for what he had done. Third, right way of life. Jesus said to his disciples, if any man would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it. And whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. When we study the words, we recognize right way of life opposed with the worldly way of life, especially the way of life of many people today. Many people put the rights of the individual and material things above all. For example, individualism and materialism, the people are only worried about themselves and anything that brings life to them. But experience shows the people are unable to survive and advance. The wise, the successful, and the loved ones are those who live according to God's way. Jesus also said, truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. John chapter 12, verse 24. That is the main reason why we must sacrifice and die to believe. Moreover, the faithful look for not only the benefits in the present world, but their eyes also look for the eternal inheritance, which is the eternal life. That is the reason why Jesus also teaches, for what will it profit a man if he gain the whole world and forfeit his life? Or what shall a man give in return for his life? Some truth about the material things which shall help us to know their true value. People are not able to bring anything with them when they die. Material things can prolong one's life, even for a short time. Material things cannot prolong one's life, even a short time. People must answer God about the material things that they uncertainly possess. At that time, it is too late for people to repent. Second point. God remember all things that people did. Jesus said, for the Son of Man is to come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will repay every man for what he had done. People came from God and shall return to him to be judged. Therefore, people's life is not a straight line, so that all events happen in their lives shall completely pass. But people must return to God and shall be responsible for the event before God. Next is Jesus' difficult promise. Truly I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. If we understand this sentence according to the literal meaning, it would not be true, because all contemporary people with Jesus died. Mark's account is more reasonable. He said, truly I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death before they see that the kingdom of God had come with power. See Mark chapter 9, verse 1. This can be explained as follows. After Jesus went up to heaven, his disciples went out to preach the gospel, and so countless people believe in Christ. This showed God's power is at work right from this world, and God's kingdom shall come. Application in life. Memory is necessary for us to have a firm faith in God. We should have a habit of remembering what God had done for us and our family at least once a month. We should always find God's will and generously give out. God and others shall never let us suffer. They shall exceed what we do for them. We should never hoard up material things uncertainly, because we shall be responsible for the uncert acts before God. Remember, our soul is much more valuable than material possession. Amen.